The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This hour of Armstrong and Getty is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises Home Electronics, serving Reading for over 45 years.
Carolina was so dissatisfied with how his Mexican pizza was made at a Taco Bell that he stormed into the kitchen and made his own. He then took off and is wanted by the police. Yeah, I hate when Taco Bell Mexican pizza doesn't have that authentic Mexican pizza taste.
That's good.
Mocking Taco Bell's Mexican pizza. What? So,
you ever had a real Italian pizza, Jack? It's very good, but it's very different
than Taco Bell's.
Well, than American pizzas.
Yeah.
On the other hand, who cares?
Yeah. In Italy, they put the toppings on the bottom, which is it's called toppings. Come on now.
Wow.
Guess who's engaged?
No wonder their economy is dying.
What? Guess who's engaged?
Alex Baldwin.
I have no idea.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Oh, that's right.
Who ran Theranos?
Right.
And is the focus,
single drop of blood.
The focus feature of the documentary now on HBO that I really urge you to watch.
And then read the book by, what's his name, from the Wall Street Journal, because it's mind-blowing.
One of the greatest scams in the history of scams. I mean, it's right up there at the top. And
just because we faked some tests doesn't make it a scam. Fake it till you make it, baby. Maybe you've heard that.
Got $1 billion worth of investment from some of the biggest names in the entire world, including Secretary of Defense Mattis.
Sure, Secretary of State Schultz.
Henry Kissinger.
One of my favorite aspects of the documentary was Schultz's grandson, who's a very bright kid, kept telling him, Grandpa, this is crooked. I work there. Their fake is, oh, no, Elizabeth wouldn't lie to me. I love you, but you must be mistaken. Her grandson. I mean, family member telling the old fella. Now, granted, he was in his 90s.
She had a magic spell over old rich men, didn't she? Just cute blue eyes.
Yeah, combine that with...
Did her voice play a role? Which some people think is fake, that she's faking up that low voice. Some say yes, her family says no.
But that, and as Sean has pointed out, it is not unique in Silicon Valley to claim that you are farther towards your goal than you really are. And people are betting on reaching the goal. I mean, they're betting on what will be, not necessarily what is that very moment. So I think even the very smart people were thinking, yeah, I hear they're having some rocky times, but that's the naysayers. When they finish this thing, when their Edison machine that can do 200 different tests with a single drop of blood.
A single drop of blood.
When that's ready, this is going to change humanity. So don't tell me that they're having a little hold up with this or that.
Okay, how about when you're...
I'm a believer!
How about when your engineers... First of all, my favorite part of it was when our engineers said, we can't do this. It's impossible. And she said,
I'm not sure you're Silicon Valley material. Silicon Valley is about people who dream big, not about people who say we can't.
Mm. He said, you're ignoring the laws of thermodynamics. It's not physically possible in this universe to do what you want to do.
Well, that sounds like a can't-do attitude as opposed to a can-do.
It's not that I'm tired and I don't want to finish my report. It's that this violates the laws of nature.
It's right. Impossible.
Right.
Well, why don't you go over there and work for that company? Because we believe.
Do you know the person who said he can do it and the person who said he can't do it have in common? They're both right.
I hope her new husband has a really high-pitched voice.
All right.
That'd be weird if he was one of those guys. Hey, Elizabeth, what do you think of Chinese tonight?
Oh, that sounds fine.
You want to go to a new place down the block or what?
Just give me the broccoli beef like I always get.
It's done. Love ya.
With just a single drop of salt.
I love you too, honey.
So she's 35 years old now, facing 20 years in prison for her swindling investors out of $1 billion. But she's engaged to hotel magnate William Billy Evans, who's a gazillionaire. And so
with my new
happy.
Prison technology, we can do an entire back tattoo with a single drop of ink.
That would be the staff joke of the day. Positive Sean with the,
that is
the
funny.
Joke of the day.
Seriously, they're making a movie. That the documentary is on HBO, and I think you ought to watch it because it's not just about her. To me, it's not just about her and this, but it's just about...
It's great. It's a great documentary.
Yeah, it's about all kinds of things. It's about wishes being the father of your thoughts. It's about being attractive. It's about... investors seeing gold, and just there's all kinds of things involved in there about human nature.
Now, I missed the first part of it. Do they get into the fact that she insisted her dog was a wolf, even though it was just a dog?
I didn't see
and
that.
And it has the same amount of wolf DNA as most dog breeds do, but she insisted. People would ask her, what kind of dog is that? She'd say, it's a wolf. Insisted on it. Let it crap in the corner during board meetings and stuff like that. She refused to train it in any way. And insisted it was a wolf, even though it was just a dog.
It's a wolf. It's a wolf.
No, it's not. It's a dog.
She's the Elizabeth Warren of dog owners.
Apparently. Wow. Wow. That was sophisticated.
I just love the idea, because we've all probably been around this sort of thing, of the boss saying, you just don't have the kind of attitude we need around here. I'm telling you, this can't be done.
I'm telling you, your plan sucks.
So listen, is your company like this? We used to have these meetings where, we were privileged to be among the board of the impressive, who would come together to set goals.
That's what it was called,
year.
The board of the impressive.
I don't know how else to describe it.
We wore capes.
Sales managers, it was us, it was like programming executives and radio and the rest of it. We'd get together and gather around a conference room and talk about our goals for the year, and we'd go around and you'd have, say we're on station, KXXX. That sounds like some sort of pornographic radio station. Which,
a lot of heavy breathing.
No, but so you'd have the salesperson say, I think we can get to a 5.0 rating. And everybody, they'd write that down. Then you'd have the programming guy say, you know what? I think we can get to a 6.0, if we all pull together.
That's more.
6.0. They'd write that 6.0. And then me and Jack, we'd roll our eyes and look at each other. One of us might, if we were in the right mood, say, I don't see how a 7.5 is out of the question. And there's never any discussion about how or why that was even within the realm of possibility. But what mattered was it's like virtue signaling. It was like, I'm on board signaling.
And whoever throughout the house number seemed like a doer, seemed like someone who is really, taking the bull by the horns.
Yeah, a real leader.
What, doing what?
Yeah, I know. It was absurd.
But that apparently was the entire Theranos model, and probably, God, I wonder how many that just haven't been as big and gotten the attention Silicon Valley startups there have been in the last 15 years.
I'll bet it's pretty common.
I'll bet it is, too.
Yeah. What was
they
amazing
might not
was
all be a really cute blonde with a really low voice. But
the adoration on the faces of so many of the employees there fits into what we're talking about. The more gung-ho you were, the better you did at work. The better, the higher status you had. And it reminded me a little bit. And listen, this was probably more sincere adoration, because she would come into a room to, can't touch this or whatever, dancing around. And the employees just, they had tears in their eyes, like it was, their favorite rock star or whatever. And it reminds me a little bit of when they have parades in North Korea and everybody tries to outdo everybody around them in their adoration for the great leader. to show that they're the most devout, they're the most enthusiastic.
Now, when it turned out she was sleeping with the frumpy, whatever he was, leader of those
Sonny
meetings.
Balwani, yeah.
Was that to keep him on board, or was that just, you know, people come together and get into relationships?
That's an interesting question.
It would have helped keep him on board, I guarantee you.
Although he's been charged with many, many crimes as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't know at what point they started doing it and, you know, how that played a role in him continuing to say, oh, sure, we can do this. The engineer's saying it's physically impossible.
Right.
What do they know?
Right. The FDA coming in and saying, you're not testing anything. You're not doing what you claim to be doing. Your lab is a farce, and what are you doing in taking away their certification?
So they actually built a box, the magic box. And then they would change the design of the box that was empty and didn't do anything.
Right.
On a regular basis to just whatever looked to
keep
the coolest.
Money in,
a different cooler looking box that was empty.
Yeah.
And then they'd put your blood in there and say, let's go do lunch. And then they'd run it over to a lab while you're at lunch.
Right. A regular lab.
Do a traditional blood screen on it.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. It's something. Greed will make you crazy. I've never actually fallen for anything like that before, but I've gone several steps down roads before because they're pitching to me this is going to turn, you know, 10,000 into 100,000, and you want it to be true
so
much.
That sounds good.
Right.
So far in my life.
Hillary, cattle futures.
So far every time in my life, at some point, the rational part of my brain says, no, there's too many holes here.
Right.
Something's weird. But it doesn't always work that way.
No, and it helps to have the skepticism gene. Like so many things in life, you're either born with it or you have to work really hard at it.
Right. You don't want to be so cynical or skeptical that you're into cynical and you miss out on a great opportunity.
Right.
That hasn't happened to me yet.
Listen, you turtle-necked idiot Steve Jobs, you will never compete with IBM. Never. You'll not get a dime of my money. Right. You don't want to be that guy.
Right. Speaking of high tech, one more thing. Did you see what I tweeted last night? I retweeted something I came across randomly. It was when Windows 95 launched, and they had all the Microsoft execs dancing on stage.
Yes.
Including Bill Gates. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God. You know, it's what you expect it to be.
What is it with the Silicon Valley execs dancing on stage to show their enthusiasm?
Unless you can do it, you just look dorky and end up being a meme 23 years later. 24 years later.
Ooch.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle, and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend IncomeStore as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at forhims.com/Alex. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to forhims.com/Alex. That's forhims.com/Alex.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Totally Trucks has immediate openings for a automotive parts installer and a suspension drivetrain technician. For more than 30 years, Totally Trucks has been outfitting vehicles with aftermarket accessories. We are looking for someone who is an automotive enthusiast that has a passion for customizing vehicles. We install everything we sell, from suspension kits, wheel and tires, performance upgrades, and much more. If you take pride in your work and want to have fun at your job, apply today in store or email us at totallytrucks@yahoo.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Coming up, the scariest words your boss can say to you. You might be thinking about what it would be. When I tell you, you'll say, oh, yeah, absolutely. We all agree.
Yeah.
A couple of quick things.
New York Times. I changed a big sip of coffee that was too hot to drink. It's burning its way all the way down. It's like the first shot of whiskey I ever had. I think I'm going to die. I'm going to die.
That's how high your voice was because you were six.
Ooh. Oh, I was singing with
Elizabeth Holmes and all. Oh, here's Saturday night's live sketch. It's kind of similar to what Sean and I were doing. If Joe Pesci married Elizabeth Holmes.
How the hell am I funny?
Well, you just, I don't know. Your jokes are funny.
So I'm a clown?
Oh, hilarious.
Stay here. We'll be here all week. Try the meal.
Big fossil discovery in North Dakota, where they revealed the day the meteor hit Earth and wiped out the dinosaurs. They think it's actually the day after.
A meteor, like, land on top of a calendar and they finally lifted up the meteor, or what?
Giant meteor, 66 million years ago, hits in the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico, big enough to really rock the world, send dust into the air, change the temperature, kill off the wildlife, killed off, I think it's 95% of all species on Earth.
Wow.
I mean, it's just a major, the biggest event in world history. And they have this, it's pretty cool to look at. They've uncovered this, I'll show it to you. It's a bunch of fish.
Okie doke.
It's a bunch of fish bones and stuff like that. And because North Dakota was underwater, they believe that just this giant wave, tsunami wave through the whole earth, just immediately swallowed up all these fish and covered them in sediment.
Oh,
and
okay.
So they were. They were
say waves covering fish isn't that big an event, but
the dirt,
waves of junk, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we all saw the tsunami that ate up all those people.
That's right. Yeah, it's so not the water, it's the everything in it.
And so it just buried all those fish that right after the meteor hit.
Wow.
And it's preserved till now, and they think that's the, like, shortly after the moment the meteor hit and wiped out almost every living thing on Earth.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
Which is pretty interesting to think about. That could happen any time.
We're better at tracking it.
Yeah, we'd see it coming.
Yeah,
more,
exactly.
The dinosaurs were terrible at tracking asteroids headed toward Earth.
Almost zero capabilities for it. I mean, they were around for how many hundreds of millions of years? Right. You guys couldn't draw a star map or anything?
Right. Their ability to see it was bad, and then their analysis was terrible.
They couldn't even come up with an abacus, much less a smartphone. Stupid dinosaurs.
One other story I really liked in the New York Times over the weekend, a rare look at the violence of incarceration, and it was a photograph display. The New York Times got a hold of 2,000 photographs from inside an Alabama correctional facility. It's a particularly violent prison, but it's common all around prisons in America. All the different kinds of shivs, all kinds of pictures of people being beaten, stabbed, whatever, in prison.
Yikes.
Somebody was cataloging this.
Yikes.
And they're trying to make some effort to make it less violent in prison. But that is interesting, I think.
That's
I'm against that. I'm against extrajudicial punishment for going to prison.
Right.
You're sentenced for whatever you committed. It didn't include getting shivved by some dude.
Right, and it didn't include getting raped. And, you know, some people who I think need a little more compassion in their hearts are like, well, I shouldn't have committed a crime. They're getting what... Well, yeah, okay. But you're also then making prisons into a sexual playground for the most brutal and horrible. You're rewarding them.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's unconscionable.
Yeah, good way to put it.
Yeah.
And then my favorite story in the New York Times over the weekend, a reporter who went to Ukraine and talked to an assassin, one of Putin's assassins they caught in Ukraine. Fascinating interview.
Sure,
wow.
I got to do this one, boss? You don't need a county fair coverage? Or...
Well, this guy was caught by the Ukrainians. It's interesting how they caught him. And part of it was just cameras in the hallways where he assassinated this dude and being sloppy. But the guys, for whatever reason, like criminals sometimes do, just spilled his guts and told the whole story.
Hmm.
He knows he's unlikely to ever get out of prison in Ukraine. And he's told the whole story of being one of Putin's assassins and how they work and how they're sent out and who they go after. And
wow.
It's really interesting stuff.
That was
stuff.
In the failing New York Times?
Exactly.
Huh. I have to read that.
Yeah.
Ouch. What does he say? Is it good work, rewarding work? Does he enjoy it?
I'll hit you with one quote. To do this, he told me, you need spirit and training and hatred. And in addition to hatred, you also need money and desire.
I have training and hatred, but not spirit. So I'd be bad at it.
That's the sort of person they look to hire. He was given, he did it for mostly money. They gave him a Mercedes van and a bunch of cash to go off this dude who Putin didn't like for business reasons. Most of the people, he says, that are assassinated around the world by Putin. It's not political stuff. It's business stuff.
Wow.
Was it? He just did the one assassination?
He did several, but okay. This is the one he got caught on.
Wow, so it is very much like an organized crime.
Very much like the
organization.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's coming up in your news, Marshall?
Well, the subpoenas fly. House Judiciary Committee on a tear. Got a new twist in the college admissions scandal and the connection between coffee and brain arousal.
Coffee and brain arousal?
Calm down, brain.
All right, stay tuned. It's all coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
You have a 1 in 2 chance of having prediabetes or diabetes. We can take steps right now to beat the odds. It's Baratunde Thurston, and on this episode of Spit, I sit down with Tim McGraw, Tracy Brown, and Julia Hu to get the scoop on what we can do right now to live healthier lives.
The things that you can concretely do every day that can help you move forward with your health creates a ripple effect in the rest of your life.
Spit is an iHeartRadio podcast with 23andMe. Listen to the latest episode in the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your favorite shows.
What does building a better bank look like?
It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The 25th Annual Safari Club International Banquet is almost here.
Join friends, neighbors, and outdoor enthusiasts on April 27th at Wind River. Enjoy a great meal and numerous silent and live auction items, including a 25th anniversary commemorative rifle, guns, outdoor equipment, and a table of special prizes for the ladies. The Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. For more information, call 474-5075. That's 474-5075. Safari Club International's 25th Annual Banquet. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
I foolishly thought when the Mueller report was came out to the Justice Department, not to us, but a couple weeks ago. We all remember that, right? It's a big deal. Came out on a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The four-page report came out on a Sunday.
No collusion. Totally exonerated.
I thought that was the end of something. It wasn't the end of nothing. It wasn't the end of nothing.
Nah.
It's the internet age. Things don't end. What are you talking
apparently
about?
Apparently not.
Right.
Let's get the news now with Marshall Phillips.
Boy, the House Judiciary Committee on a tear. They have approved tentative subpoenas for Special Counsel Mueller's full unredacted report. The committee voting to give the Judiciary Chairman Gerald Nadler permission to issue subpoenas to the Justice Department for the final report, its exhibits, and any underlying evidence or materials prepared for Mueller's investigation.
Wow, so not only the report, but all of the mountains of files and interviews and just everything.
Yes. Nadler's saying,
we're going to work with the Attorney General and for a short period of time in the hope that that he will reveal to us the entire Mueller report.
North Carolina Republican Representative Mark Meadows says House Democrats are just playing games.
It's all political theater. It has nothing to do with really getting to the truth.
Now, along with that move, the Democrats of the Judiciary Committee will authorize subpoenas for five former White House officials. The list includes former White House advisor Steve Bannon, former White House counsel Don McGahn, former communications chief Hope Hicks, and Reince Priebus, President Trump's first chief of staff. Democratic-led panel investigating possible corruption, obstruction of justice, and abuse of power in the Trump administration.
Hey, did you come up with that congressperson from Hardball?
No.
Okay. So it was just, I don't even know who this guy was. But so it was on Chris Matthews' Hardball last night. He said, what do you think is going on? And he went with the, clearly they're hiding something here, and we need to find out what they're hiding right now. It's my guess that. And I mean, he went full back into the whole Russian collusion working, I mean, just as much as if Friday before last never happened.
Wow.
I mean, we're completely back there with some people.
Wow.
In their predictions.
Wow, interesting. Huh. It almost reminds me of a company that has a sales force that goes after consumer business, business to business, and like wholesale or whatever. And they have certain folks in the Democratic Party who they've sent out to convince the hardcore that we're still with you. Absolutely, there was collusion. He's still in Putin's pocket. We know it. You know it. Hang with us. You know, the crowd that the Mueller report means nothing to. They're just such true believers. And that guy, I think that's probably his gig.
Maybe.
Now, with all this going on, how is Wall Street reacting to it? Well, it's time for Positive Sean's one-word market report.
The market is peppy.
Wow, it's been great the last month or so.
Yeah, S&P up about 0.5%. I'll just a personal note, I am crushing the market today. People are going to call me up, hey, how'd you do it, Positive Sean? It's a secret.
Call him Sean Buffett.
Yeah, most amazing. Excellent. Two Hollywood celebs are due in a Boston courtroom today. Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin are scheduled to face a judge in that massive college admissions cheating scandal. And now TMZ is reporting they could cut plea bargains if they want them, but they will not be getting off easy because prosecutors want them to do prison time.
Yes.
I don't get the fascination with the couple of celebrities involved in this. There are rich, powerful people all over the country that did this.
I guess it's because there's a better chance you know who they are, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not fascinated by actors. You know, and we'd be better off if we got over that whole thing.
Well, Source Connect.
It's an interesting job. Looks like fun. They get paid pretty well if they make it. Almost nobody makes it.
Actually,
there you have it.
You give me, you know, five normal people and somebody who's a famous actor, and I want to hear from the famous actor the least. There's very little that I doubt you have to say that I have interest in.
Source connected to the prosecution telling TMZ any plea would come with a recommendation by prosecutors the actresses serve time behind bars. The official telling TMZ, quote, "You can't have people being treated differently because they have money. That's how we got to this place. Every defendant will be treated the same."
So chain them together. Make them break rocks in the hot sun. Give them all picks. Like some sort of old-timey 1930s thing. The actresses and the moguls and the vineyard owners and the media people, everybody.
Was there just a greater need for pebbles back in the day? What were they doing with all those broken rocks?
Rocks were just too big.
Right. The rock-crushing technology of today was unknown.
Huge market. Huge gravel market, you know? The Food and Drug Administration.
They were trying to lay the interstate highways during the 50s. They kept running into big rocks, and they'd have to quit.
Right.
Just stop paving right there.
All right, hipsters, head up. Heads up. The Food and Drug Administration's investigating reports of people suffering seizures after vaping. The FDA announcing today they've received a number of tips about mostly kids and young adults who have seizures while using e-cigarettes.
I've never vaped. Maybe I should try it.
Go ahead.
I don't have an idea what we're talking about. See the news a lot.
Agency says it's unclear how the use of e-cigarettes is linked to the seizures, but they are giving people a heads up. And my friends, go ahead and just think about a nice cup of steaming coffee.
All right.
Did you feel anything?
Done.
Did you feel anything when you thought about the coffee?
It kind of gave me a little burst of endorphins, honestly.
There
made me feel kind of happy.
Yep. Two universities with researchers found that just thinking about a cup of coffee can get your brain excited. The study's co-author explains it all has to do with priming. Basically, exposure to cues about something that can affect your thoughts and behavior. And after being primed, people in Western cultures got the biggest psychological boost from thinking about coffee.
That's interesting. Back when I drank, I could certainly get the enjoyment of that first drink moments before the first drink, before any alcohol had ever hit my tongue.
Yeah, just realizing that, oh, we're going to grab a drink here at the...
Yeah.
You know, it's like, honestly, there are people I know. They're sad cases, Jack DeJegets, who will grab a cocktail, say, between nines on a golf course. And those people, those poor degenerate addicts, have told me that standing on the ninth tee, looking at the clubhouse and realizing, oh, that's right, we're going to grab a cocktail in about 15 minutes. It actually elevates their mood.
Those poor, wayward souls.
Junkies.
There you go. That's a wrap. That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation. All right, Squawky, fly.
But yeah, the anticipation of coffee, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course.
How about, how about this? Donuts. Think about a donut. Same thing.
Oh, yeah.
In general, right now I'm off the coffee and off the sweets, but in general I agree.
All right. Right now
I think donut or coffee and I think, ugh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah, I'm in a good spot. I want to keep this.
All right. How about a sharp stick in the eye? No, negative.
Negative. Not looking forward to it.
Yes.
I'm in a worse mood now.
So when we think about things we like, it improves our mood.
Damn.
Science. Breaking new frontiers.
You're listening to the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
The conscience of the nation.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with a brand new update from Ask the Pro. The other day, I got a letter from Mike in Houston. He searched far and wide for a solution to his poor bedroom performance and was frustrated. He writes, "Dear Sue, I'm a 51-year-old male in relatively good shape. For the past few years, I've tried prescriptions and natural products with no results. I heard you mention Noxetril and how it was the only one you recommend. I must say, Noxetril works. My confidence is back and my performance is better than ever. Thank you." Well, Mike, thanks for the note.
I always recommend Noxatril to thousands that struggle in the bedroom. Noxatril is all natural and increases blood flow fast. It's the one that works. Right now, Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottle for limited time, so call now. 800-450-1381. 800-450-1381.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Alex. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Alex. That's 4hims.com/Alex.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Ever wonder why Europeans speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons and award-winning technology can have you speaking Spanish, French, or German within weeks.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Now, try Babbel free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try for free.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It takes honor, it takes courage, it takes commitment to serve in our armed forces and sacrifice for our freedom. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, reminding you how we can honor those sacrifices of our men and women. Come join us for the Northern California Veterans Museum annual dinner, banquet, and auction, Saturday, April 27th at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Enjoy a banquet dinner prepared by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Lots of drawings and auction items, including several firearms. All proceeds go straight to the funding of the Northern California Veterans Museum building project. For tickets and information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. Keep the date, Saturday, April 27th. We look forward to a great evening with you. Again, call 378-2280.
KFTC from the text line. We're in an asteroid drought. See, a lot of the text we get, you had to be listening earlier to really enjoy it. Marshall had a story about earthquake droughts, which I mocked.
Well, and when the earth swallows you up, perhaps you'll have a last moment of shame. As you see the tectonic plates, the pressure builds between them, builds and builds and builds. You actually want a lot of little earthquakes consistently. That's what you're looking for. That's what you root for, which will have no effect on anything.
Mark this segment, Joe Roots for More Earthquakes.
It's like a relationship. Better to have, you know, little disagreements than have it build up and build up. And suddenly...
I had sex with your brother.
You swallow a subdivision or something. I don't know. The metaphor breaks down a little bit.
How about if you have an Irish coffee, the anticipation of booze and coffee. Now your brain's aroused.
And a little sugar.
Whoa,
with the whipped cream
on.
Well, I used to like Irish coffee back when, you know, my metabolism was a tad quicker.
What's the place in San Francisco that's most famous for, they claim to invent the Irish coffee?
Yeah, I know, and I've had many there.
I've had 30 there in one day.
I can follow me, I'll stumble there, but
that's
I can't even remember
so
the name.
So good.
That
was
like the Red Bull and vodka before the Red Bull, right?
Yeah,
good
point.
You're mixing the caffeine with the alcohol.
Yeah. Good point.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. And I forgot to pay off this. They did a little study, and it's the scariest words your boss ever says to you, and I get a chill just hearing it, actually.
I'm going to kill you. That would be scary.
Can you stop by my office?
Oh, boy.
It still gets me a little, and then I have to call myself, yeah, it's probably nothing. It's always nothing.
Right.
It's never been anything.
Yes, it is.
Except for the times when it is something for other people, and then they're walking down the hall with the cardboard box, and you see the email that they're no longer here, and we wish them well in the future.
Flanked by two other people.
Yeah, exactly. Acting like you're a criminal, even though you worked here for years, and you're friends with everybody. Now we've got that grim look on our face because you're no longer an employee. And
you might turn on us like a savage.
Right. But anyway, yeah, can you stop by my office? I am amazed that all bosses haven't picked up on that. And realize that you've got to give a little context to that just to calm people down. Unless you get a power kick out of scaring them, which some bosses do.
Sure.
Say, yeah, I want to talk about the blank.
Yeah. Our
Don't leave it open-ended.
Our old agent, who's not our current agent, but he used to, leave a message or an email or something. He'd say, give me a call as soon as you can. All good.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
Which is just a humane thing to
sure,
do.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, can you stop by my office for a second? Everything's good. Just do that, bosses. Unless you get enjoy the power trip of frightening people.
Right, right.
And you're going to sniff their hair.
So, it's nothing major. Just stop by the office real quick.
Bring a cardboard box.
So we're eliminating your position. Oh, I meant nothing major in the company. This is huge for you.
No, in the big picture, it's not major.
But right. Yeah, you got to go.
No big deal for me. Life changing for you. What are you going to do? I tell you what, though. I have never, maybe this is just because I'm lucky or incredibly talented. I've never lost a job that in retrospect wasn't a good thing. That it was fine. It freed me up to do something bigger and better. And you know, it's very, very rare that, I don't know. Usually when a job ends or a life change like that happens, it's because things weren't going real well. Whether the company was struggling or you didn't fit right or, you know, just. It's disruptive and it's scary and can be incredibly inconvenient, but...
So you're saying everyone who loses their job deserves it? Is that what you're saying?
That's precisely what I'm saying. I just lack the eloquence to put it as beautifully as you did.
It's few words.
So Marshall rejoins us in the studio. It's unfortunate because I was about to say that story, that science story he brought us at the end of the news was bunk.
Most,
but this one's really good.
Most of them are.
Hey! So they were looking into people who look you straight in the eye. As opposed to, you know, people who glance down or look around a little, maybe meet your eye and all, but those who really look you in the eye, which is, according to just kind of popular culture in the Western world, it's a marker of honesty and straightforwardness. Most people take it as a positive attribute, particularly in business.
That's interesting. I don't always feel that way. But...
Well, yeah.
I know a lot of people that really get your eye contact, and they're trying to sell me something that... They're trying to convince me of something that I'm not going along with.
Well, you're a perceptive chap, and it could be that you have a little better sense of that than the average person, but in a study published in the European Journal of Social Psychology, they did all sorts of experiments that had to do with, you have people play games, and instruct them to do X, Y, or Z, or the rewards you get.
I'm attempting to maintain eye contact throughout this story. Go ahead.
Well, that's going to freak me out. You're totally weirding me out, Sean. And some games that rewarded deceit and all. I get into all the methodology, but we don't really have time. But the long story short is they found that maintaining eye contact for an unusually long time paired more with deceit.
I feel that way. I absolutely feel that way. I've always felt that way.
Yeah.
The person that just constantly has got you glued in, they're trying to that's Elizabeth Holmes trying to convince you of her machine.
Yeah,
they believe they've got the sales thing, and I can sell anything to anybody if I just look them in the eye and keep talking.
They combed through the data of 99 episodes of a UK game show, the unfortunately named Golden Balls. Which,
wow.
I know what I'm doing later today.
Is that what you win, or I don't...
$1 a gander. Come on in and see this.
Step right up.
So the show is structured to allow two players to make it to a final round. This reminds me a little bit of Survivor. And in the final round, the two players decide what to do with the valuable pot of money. In front of each player, two balls, one marked steal and the other split. And they engage in a dialogue about which ball they'll choose, et cetera, et cetera. The split, and, you know, if it's one of those, if you steal and the other one says split, you win. It's game theory. It's the prisoner's dilemma.
Round, it's titanium and swinging.
We watched and coded all the videotapes for the amount of direct eye contact that each player gave another during this final conversation, then examined if this number could predict players' ball choices. In fact, it did, but in the opposite direction many people would think. Greater eye contact was linked to a player being more likely to choose to steal rather than the split ball, you know, even when they explicitly stated otherwise.
I've always felt this way, but it just occurred to me why it is. They're really looking at your eyes because they're trying to see if it's working. Is this working?
Or they're trying to read you.
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to read you. Is this working?
Advantage.
This story I'm telling you, are you buying this? I got to really look at your eyes to be able to figure out if you're buying this or not. That's why they're staring me down. It's funny. It just occurred to me. I always wondered about it.
They point out, and I learned this about dogs a long time ago, and it's a pretty good tip. Animals have direct eye contact, not before engaging in benevolent behaviors, but rather immediately before an attack. Direct eye contact, particularly prolonged eye contact, is a sign of challenge and threat from another. When you're meeting a dog, don't stare it down, was a tip I got from a trainer a long time ago. What does this mean for the workplace? Well, if you have any shred of intelligence, you've already figured it out. But if people really, 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 really hold your eye, they're probably trying to figure out how to get you.
Interesting. Wow. That is really interesting.
There you go.
Final thoughts with Armstrong Getty.
That's our corporate director of engagement and enthusiasm.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everyone, huh? Hey, Positive Sean, your final thought?
Yeah, just beating the brakes off the market today. Just another day in the life of the Positive Sean portfolio, up 3%, baby.
Man. Lobster tonight. Marshall Phillips, your final thought.
By the way, guys, I look at those scientific studies I present during the newscast as a test of your rational thinking. How quickly can you determine the fallacies in these university studies presented in the nation's scholarly journals?
It actually gives us an excellent opportunity to look at, you know, the way science is presented to people and how silly it is. Michelangelo, your final thought.
Yeah, the scariest words that a boss has ever told me was, "Hey, please tell Joe and Jack that the coffee machine is broken. There's not going to be any coffee this morning." I made an excuse, and I just went home. Didn't want to tell him.
I have apologized to you 100 times. I should not have stabbed you. I'm sorry. Jack, your final thought.
Word is out, bosses. You need to say, "Stop by my office. I want to talk about the quarterly report, and everything's fine," or whatever. Just throw in "everything's fine." If you don't do that, I'm only going to assume that it's a power play. You just want me to be frightened. You're hoping I wet my pants. You're going to stare long into my eyes until I'm just scared.
My final thought, because I've been trying not to think about it all day, is that my allergic rash is spreading like George Bush wanted democracy to spread across the Middle East. If he'd been as successful as my allergy to penicillin, why, everybody'd be voting in Syria right now. Ugh.
So it's worse than it was yesterday?
Well, it's spreading.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the intensity of the discomfort and itching is actually diminished, partly because I am on more drugs than Keith Richards in 1973. I mean, it's...
Can you stop it at the border region? Can you fight it over there instead of fighting it over here?
I wish. Doesn't work that way, Jack. There are sleeper cells.
Is it contagious?
No, of course not. No.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday. If it was, you'd go crawl across some people's desks you don't like.
Nope, it's not contagious, so the slow dancing after the show is still on, everybody.
Oh, great.
So many people, thanks a little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Email us. Tell us what you think. If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get. Get.
And we apologize for our stupidity. And we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
And the show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
You having a good time, Joe?
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.